Hello, good morning, and welcome back, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orlana, and today's episode was sparked by a listener or follower DM last week. She messaged me about finding that she has been really good with maintaining her routines and building her routines, and almost as hesitant to say yes to any social plans that inflict that or would throw the routine off per se. And I totally get it. I've been there. And that is why today's episode is all about how to be spontaneous yet balanced when you've protected your peace for too long. When you've gotten too used to just doing things by yourself, isolating yourself, putting a lot of time and energy into your wellness and health and fitness routines and all the things that you do for your mental sanity and physical well-being, it can be really hard to snap out of the all or nothing mentality, to feel wrong for falling out of your routine or habit that you've set up for yourself one night or for a few nights in a week. But I've been there. I've been on every single spot of the spectrum where I've completely forgotten about my routines and pushed them off to the side and totally just lost the ball with that. And then I've also been way too disciplined and isolating with myself. I'm here to help you walk through all of that. Maybe if this resonates to a degree, this episode would be helpful for you. We're going to talk about mindsets, why you're hesitant to break the peace, how to transition into a more balanced approach, why balanced spontaneity is healthy, why it might be challenging for you at first, and potentially a few other things, but that's what I just have on my outline in front of me to remember what to talk about and what I wanted to talk to you guys about. But before we get into that, a little current faves. I am back into my electrolyte grind, especially with running and summer around the corner. It's really important that you are staying hydrated, not just with water, but also making sure you're getting all the minerals that your body needs, like sodium, potassium, magnesium. I've really been liking Element. I like Liquid IV. I also like Hydrolyte, especially if I've been in a sauna, if I've been in a heated class, if I've done a really intense workout where I'm sweating a lot, or I've been drinking. It's really important to replenish those electrolytes. So my current stash is Element. I have the raspberry salt. I also like the grapefruit, but I have the raspberry salt and it's really delicious. Also obsessed with deep cleaning my space. I went through my vanity in my bathroom and then my entire PR closet, which is also my coat closet, which is also my linen closet on Monday. Was it on Monday? I think it was on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know what day is it. It's Wednesday. I think I did this Monday. I did it indeed do this Monday. I decided to ensue chaos on my apartment and just deep clean when I woke up as literally getting ready, and I was like, I can't handle this anymore, and just went full throttle deep clean mode, and I feel so much better. And speaking of deep cleaning, I am no longer holding on to things just in case I need it in this occurrence, blah blah blah. If I haven't touched it, there are things that I had in this box of PR that I had been gifted or I had bought in my last apartment, which is over 2 years ago. If I haven't touched it since then, I'm probably not going to touch it. I had old towels that I had brought from when I moved out initially, when I didn't have my new towels yet. Like, there are so much shit just sitting in the cupboard, not being used. And so we've donated, we've given to friends, we've tossed things that can't be done for any of that. And I just feel so much lighter. I think our parents encouraged this mindset of keeping things just in case or just cause, or because it's like a nice thing. When I have realized, like, I don't need this clutter in my space. I don't need a million one blushes. I don't need a million one different options for hairspray, hair products, etc. Like, I rather almost live minimally and have the things that I know I'm going to use and love and get rid of the things I'm no longer using. And if I find in the future I need those things again, then I get them again. And that's what it will be. But I'm really into this idea of living minimally and having only what I need in my apartment, not having multiples of things. I do this a lot with groceries, and I feel like my parents did the opposite, and that's why I don't do this. But I only buy things once I run out of them or if I'm like literally about to. I don't like having multiple cartons of milk. I don't like having multiple packets of eggs or cheese or anything. I buy what I need when I need it. And I find that that helps me minimize my food waste and minimize buying multiple things without realizing. I mean, I do have a few handful of spices that I didn't realize I had and I bought again. I have like 2 cumins, 2 garlic powders. You get the gist, it happens. But I really try to just like only buy what I need and keep on hand what I need and just have become so frugal when it comes to going through my shit and decluttering. I am really excited to go through my pantry and go through all the supplements that I'm no longer taking or using or are just sitting there, and to go through my closet. Ugh, I hate going through the closet, but it feels so good once it's done. But I hate the process because it is such a mess. And I love donating my clothes. I'm not really someone that sells on Depop or Poshmark. I have done like Instagram story sales or like from an Instagram clothing account before, but I really just want the clothes gone as soon as I've cleared them out. So I need to do that. That's probably going to be tomorrow or Friday's project because my friend said she'll take it to the donation bin for me. But anyways, let's get into what you tuned in for, the bulk of the episode, how to be spontaneous yet balanced when you have protected your peace for too long. I think just speaking from my own personal experiences and what my mindset was and the different mind traps that I had to work through in overcoming this isolative, over-disciplined self is that you need to let go of the all or nothing mindset. Too rigid of routines that don't actually let you live and isolate you while also having no routine, boundaries, or limitations at all are both equally as unhealthy. Whether you're on the end of the spectrum where your routines are very rigid and you don't fall askew out of them, or you're on the opposite side where you literally have no routines, no boundaries, no limitations, no expectations for yourself, no habits, etc. Both ends of the spectrum are really unhealthy. You need to find what your own middle ground is. And that's not always going to be the same, and you need to be okay with that. Not every day, not every week, not every month, not every year is going to look the same for you, especially in your 20s, especially in your teens. Life is going to continue to change, and you're going to continue to change, and you need to allow that to happen. The whole point we put routines into place is to allow us to be able to show up as our highest, best self, no matter what our life looks like. It is that grounding moment, but they are not beneficial to you if they don't let you live, if they don't let you say yes to things, if you're not agile and flexible with them. Just because you're quote unquote thrown off of your routine one night or morning doesn't mean that the world is going to end or that all your progress is lost, all the hard work and progress that you have built in creating these routines and in being consistent with them, it's not going to be lost. You're not lame or you didn't fail or mess anything up by having to shift your routine a bit or not being able to do all the different steps of your morning routine or your night routine or going to bed a bit later. Nothing bad is going to happen to you as long as you are mostly consistent on the other nights. Like, you are allowed to shift your routines around based on the circumstances and outcomes of what's going on in your life and in your day-to-day. Again, routines are there to help set us up for success, not hold us back from it. So if you find you are saying no to things because you're thinking, oh, then I can't do my night routine, or I'm gonna have to rush through my morning routine, then I think you need to think again how you're reacting to the invitation to a brunch or a night out with your friends or a business meeting or a business dinner, whatever it is. Rethink and question your reaction. Being able to have a mindset that you can be adaptable and agile is super important. COVID really taught me this, and I'm really sure that I'm not alone with this. You need to be able to pivot and still function even if the circumstances weren't predictable to you. Life isn't predictable and it can change at any given moment. Sometimes we're invited to plans on a whim. Sometimes we're asked to drinks after work or to join for for dinner or to go to a run, whatever it is, you need to be able to be flexible with your schedule, because I really do think the greatest things in life are the things that are unexpected, that are unpredictable. You can't plan for life. You can have a plan, but life is going to laugh at you in the face because you're not going to go exactly to plan. Things are going to happen. Things are going to change. External circumstances and factors are going to impact this plan, and you need to be able to still function and move the needle forward. And like I said, you need to really focus on having the mindset of finding what your own balance is in this current stage of your life. This is, again, something that is not set in stone. It needs to be flexible. It's going to change throughout each season of your life. So what does balance feel like to you? It does not need to equate to the same tangible things in your routine, in your habits, in your lifestyle, but it needs to be a similar feeling. What is too much social time? What is too much fitness? What is too much alone time for you? What is the perfect balance of these things so that you can live your life to its fullest? And be honest with yourself. Pause this, grab your journal, open up the notes app in your phone, and really ask yourself, how can I find balance in my social life, in work, in school, if you're in school, in family, in me time, and in my health? How can I find balance in all these things? Because you can. What does too much feel like in each category? And what does too little feel like in each category? And that will help you determine what your sweet spot is from a theoretical standpoint. And then you can go out and practice that in your day to day with your choices and interactions with other people, and what you choose to say yes to and what you choose to say no to. Because you have every power over what your life looks and feels like. You are not your circumstances. I want to remind you of that, slightly off topic, but you are not your circumstances. You can change them. You can rewrite your story. You can reframe your mindset. So what does balance look like for you, and what do you need it to be? Be honest, be truthful, be vulnerable with yourself. Look at yourself from the outside in and go reflect and come back when you're ready. If you're sitting here and the idea of changing what routines you have so rigidly in place terrifies you, if you feel really hesitant to break your peace, I have three things here as to why that might be. The first one is a means of control. Every other aspect of your life is something that is technically out of your control. There are external factors that can impact the way in which all those things go. But the one thing you have control over is what you do when you wake up, what you do when you go to bed, the routines that you do, what your workouts are, what you're eating, when you're going to sleep, etc. And it's, if you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and that can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds, DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. when I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better. And I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01, its daily symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 daily symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has truly gone by so quickly and it's kind of crazy, but I think it's so important to take a moment and slow down and to really just check in. Have you hit what goals you wanted to hit? Are there things that you still want to work on? And if you haven't hit any of those goals yet and you want to make adjustments, it is so possible, and therapy can really help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals and work towards them over the next 6 months. I personally love therapy, and I think it's always a good way to stay in check, to work through things, and to not just throw it under the rug. It's helped me become a better communicator, be able to set boundaries and stick to it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, truly. I really don't think I would be the person who I am today and have been able to work through all my past traumas and experiences if it weren't for the help of my therapist. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So no matter what's going on this summer, you'll always have time to fit in a session quite easily. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/Alana today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. One thing that makes you feel like you have some control over your life. When you don't get to do this routine exactly how you built it day after day, you feel like you're losing a means of control. And trust me, I've been there, I've experienced it. It's a scary feeling. It feels all-consuming. If anything tries to impact this routine, you feel threatened. You also may feel fearful of falling into old habits and mindsets. You might have built this routine as a way to transform yourself in numerous ways, and doing so has allowed you to transform into this new version of yourself, which is great and it's awesome, and you should be so proud of yourself. But you fear that in breaking routine by saying yes to social plans and opportunities, you will revert back to old ways, lose progress, etc. I want you to remind yourself, and I'm here to remind you, that is not the case. It is not possible. You will not instantaneously revert back to your old self just because you don't do your routine exactly as you practiced it to be on one day or 2 days in a given week, or maybe even a little bit more. You have done it for long enough. Your consistency is there. Your work is there. You are no longer the person you once were. And you're not just going to swing back into old ways of acting, behaving, thinking, and taking care of yourself, or the lack of your ability to take care of yourself. It doesn't work like that. Your progress, your hard work, the new neuro pathways that you have built are not going to just disappear overnight. Or because you say yes to an opportunity or social plan that kind of throws you off of your routine a little bit. This kind of transcends from the all or nothing mindset. And then the last reason why you might be hesitant to break the peace is a means of isolation. You have grown so comfortable in isolating yourself, in spending a lot of time with yourself, in being alone, in having your routine and your things the way that you want them to be and in the way you want them to be. You have removed any potential run-ins with triggers by being overly disciplined and too rigid and isolating yourself. You have become too comfortable with your own company or the company that usually interacts with this routine. So say the Pilates instructor that you always see, or the people at the gym that you always run into, or maybe the people part of the club you're a part of, or whatever it is. While it is great to be able to spend time alone, and I've preached its importance in the past, and I still believe that it is super important. But like what I've said, too much of anything isn't good. It is not healthy to be on the extreme end end of anything in any which direction. Everything in moderation, including time alone with yourself. Social interaction is so important. We crave it as human beings. We crave that community connection, that family, that love, that belonging. And by you isolating yourself, you are doing yourself a disservice. If you feel like you have resonated with anything I have mentioned in terms of your mindset, in terms of why you might be hesitant to break the peace, and feeling like you've protected your peace for too long, here are ways to transition into a more balanced approach. And these are things that I did over the past few years, so I can validate that they are successful and reasonable ways and healthy ways to transition from protecting your peace a little too hard to being a balanced, spontaneous person this summer and in your life. The first thing is to say yes to things you know will be good for you despite being scared. The more you say yes, the more you will realize it isn't so bad and that the world isn't going to end, that your progress isn't going to be lost, and that you're still able to do your routines as consistently as possible. And that may look different than what it did previously. I call this one exposure therapy. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Challenge yourself to make plans that quote unquote interfere with your routine 1 to 2 times a week, and encourage yourself not to make it such a big deal that your routine is shifting. Don't let it get you anxious. Don't let it make you stressed. Don't let it make you feel overwhelmed. It is what it is. It's good for you. And this could be something like doing your morning workout with a friend at a slightly different time, or saying yes to a dinner plan, or going for drinks with your colleagues after work, or going out on the weekend or something, or saying yes to a trip to a cottage or cabin this summer. Challenge yourself to make plans that interfere. Let go of this idea of perfectionism around your routine. It doesn't need to be perfect. I've mentioned this before, but you have your non-negotiables of your routine. These are the few things that you can't live without that really ground you in the morning. And the rest are more so things that are nice to have. They're extras, they're bonuses, they're fun things that we add to our routine. Really learn what your non-negotiables are if you haven't already, and practice playing around with your routine, doing less or more of it, and just being okay with it, not letting it ruin your day, ruin your mood. You should still feel grounded and still be able to live your life. If you not doing your routine prohibits you from being able to live one day in peace, then I think you need to question your mindset surrounding your routine and your wellness practices a bit. And if you want a reason why you should encourage yourself to be more spontaneous and to find more balance in your life, and as to why it's healthier to be this way, here are a few things that I've put together. Not everything in life is meant to be planned to a T. You actually cannot expect life to always go as planned, and it's better to go into things with an open, positive, optimistic mindset and let life surprise you than to plan things to a T, and if it doesn't go exactly that way, then you are disappointed. Spontaneous plans equal more opportunities for good things to happen. Honestly, some of my best memories and most notable moments in the past few years, especially this year and last year, have been from spontaneous plans, when I have spontaneously said yes to something that I wouldn't have in the past. If that doesn't encourage you to say yes to more things that you think would serve you despite them scaring you more often, I don't really know what will. What good are your routines if you can't actually live? Life is meant to be experienced in the present, not a calculated game plan. This isn't Sims that we're playing. This isn't some hypothetical situation. This is your life, and you only have one of it. Say yes. Be open-minded, be spontaneous, find balance in the chaos. Your routines are meant to set you up and enable you to be agile with them when opportunities arise. Because what good are these routines if they end up then prohibiting you from the opportunities that you were seeking? Learn your true social battery capacity and limits. Don't make them up in your head. If you always say no, you won't learn, and the smallest things will drain you because your mind is focused on your routine being messed up. Trust me, it's a thing, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that has felt this or thought this. Practice and discover through experience. Say yes to things. You might say yes to too many things, but then you'll learn what sort of things energize you, what sort of people energize you, and what drains you and what's not worth your time. If you're single, you can't meet someone if you're always at home. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way, especially if you want an organic interaction. Say yes to more spontaneous things. It increases your odds of meeting someone either directly or someone who will know someone who will then introduce you to this person. And if you're looking for friends, you also can't do that if you're always alone at home or not open to making plans. In order to have a friend, you need to hang out with them and meet them in person. So say yes to plans. You never know who you're gonna meet or run into or be introduced to. You never know what experience will bond you with a person, so say yes to more. I think also going out and being spontaneous and saying yes to things that maybe make you a little uncomfortable, they're gonna be good for you. It makes you more confident in yourself, or at least that's what it did for me. I would always say when I was younger, I was very shy, I was very easily intimidated by other people. The thought of going up to someone or being by myself at a social event was really nerve-wracking. And yes, sometimes I still do feel that way, but by challenging myself and putting myself in these situations where I'm forced to step into this new character and persona of myself that's more confident and socially confident, I've also learned more about myself. And you can also be able to put all your habits and routines into play instead of just reading this theory. I'm sure some of you read a lot of self-help books or listen to podcasts about these things. But what good is learning if you're not actually applying it in life? You have your theory and you have your application. And I think the application is where you actually learn through experience. So I encourage you to take what you learned from your routines, from your self-care rituals, and apply it in real life, in real time. And you might just surprise yourself. I'm not saying that it's going to be smooth gliding, super easy, or smooth sailing, whatever you want to call it. It might be challenging at first. You might feel really good. You might go back a few steps. It's not a linear process. And it might be challenging at first because whenever we get into routine with something we've built habits around, it's hard to break a cycle and a mindset surrounding something you've been so rigid with for so long. It's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel new. It's going to feel foreign. But you have to constantly work on rewiring your thought patterns and natural response by counteracting the initial thought and allowing a new neural pathway to form. The more often you encourage yourself to break the all or nothing mindset and the overbearing routine mindset, the desire to isolate, etc., the sooner you'll be able to be more flexible and truly balance the art of taking care of yourself, practicing your wellness rituals, and living life freely and spontaneously. Like what I said, exposure therapy. The more you do something, the better you'll get at it, the more confident you will feel in it, the more confident you will feel in yourself, and the better and more natural it will feel to you. And switching this kind of mindset and going from protecting your peace too hard to living a very spontaneous yet balanced lifestyle is going to look different and feel different for everyone based on a variety of factors. We all have different personalities. We all have different circumstances. We all have a different relationship with ourself. We all have a different level of mental toughness, a want or desire to change. Like, we are all different individuals and we are all so unique ourselves, which is a beautiful thing. And there's no one way to go about this. There's a million and one different ways and it's going to look and feel different for everyone, but it is possible. And I think it is healthy for everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that this was helpful for anyone who maybe is struggling with this or is currently navigating this or maybe has a friend or sibling. If you guys liked this episode, I would love if you could leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I love reading your reviews and I love how it can help support the pod. I also love seeing you guys share that you're listening to Morning Ray on stories. I love you guys so much and we'll chat soon. Bye guys. Thank you.